Good morning. So glad to have you back for our Word for Life radio ministry. We have been looking at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, so I would encourage you, if you can, get your Bible, open it up, and let's spend a few moments there. We've been talking about not being beaten out of the position in the race that God has given us, but run that race with patience. Run the race with patience. You see, the Bible tells us there in Hebrews 12, 1, to run the race that is set before you. In other words, overcome the obstacles that would beat you out of your position. And the Bible tells us that one of the things is to lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight, everything that would hold you down or hold you back in your race. And then acquire the grace necessary to endure with joy. And that's what patience is, enduring with joy. And keep looking to the great cloud of witnesses who are now watching our race. See, chapter 11 of Hebrews talks about those who have gone before us, and they have given their witness of the faith that they have in God. And now we see that, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, those who have given their witness of their faith in God in chapter 11, he says, now we are running our race. They're watching. You know, when I was playing football, many times on the JV team, we would play in the afternoon. Nobody ever came to a JV football game. Nobody in the stands, no cheerleaders. It was just your team playing another team. But every once in a while, my dad would get off work early just to come and stand on the sidelines and watch me play. You can imagine how I ran when I saw Dad. I would always run the football better when I knew my father was watching, and how true that is in the Christian life. In the Christian life. You see, the Bible says, wherefore, in chapter 12 and verse 1. That's how the chapter starts. Wherefore. And it refers back to chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. It was talking about women who received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Wherefore? In other words, it refers to God enabling his children to do whatever he commands, to endure whatever he appoints, and to obtain whatever he promises. I'll say that again. God enables his children to do whatever he commands, to endure whatever he appoints, and to obtain whatever he promises. You see, chapter 11 is the proof of these truths. And so in track, you run your race, and then you rest, while you watch and cheer your teammates as they run their races. And the life of faith is one of following Christ and doing whatever he wants done. And everybody has a different race. For Noah, it was building an ark. For Abraham, it was leaving his idolatrous relatives and going to a new location. For Moses, it was forsaking the pleasures of Egypt and suffering exposure and want. For Joshua, it was the conquering of Jericho. For David, it was the killing of Goliath. For Daniel, it was trusting while God shut some lions' mouths. You see, every one of us have a different race, but patience is needed in our personal preparation. That's what God is saying. See, you don't get into shape overnight. You don't learn all the strategies of training all at once. And so you run many wind sprints to enable you to run the distance races. But each one of us are commanded to run the race that is set before us. Whatever your race is, are you still running? See, the runner must continue running or he ceases to be a runner. And a Christian must continue to live the life of Christ or he ceases to do the work of Christ. How sad it is when we look at the words in Galatians 5:7. The Apostle Paul said, "You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" In other words, you started well. What stopped you? And we could just pause and ask you the same question. What is it that has stopped you from running the race, from fulfilling the plan that God has for you? See, the prime thought of this verse is not speed, but rather endurance and self-discipline. See, the world, the flesh, and the devil all blow on us as fierce gale attempting to blow us out of the race. And we only run when we're excited about getting to a destination, where your heart is totally set on the goal of conforming to the image of Christ. That's Romans 8:29. And when that becomes your goal, whatever comes your way, all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. What's His purpose? Verse 29, to become like the image of Jesus Christ. See, we were created in the image of God. Therefore, anything we do must be done to image God before a watching world, a watching family, and a watching church. And so, we have to be looking ahead, not back. You don't run a race by looking back. And so many times, Satan wants to remind us of our past. And the next time Satan reminds you of your past, you just remind him of his future. You see, you run the race looking ahead. You forget your past. You focus on your future and what it will take to reach God's goals for you in the future. Now notice it says, laying aside that which would beset us, or the weight that would easily beset us. Quite a few years ago, we went to the coast and I was studying on the beach while my three teenage boys were out in the ocean. My wife and I were just sitting there and Ruth looked at me and she said, "Honey, do you hear the boys hollering for help?" And I looked up and I listened and I said, "Wow, it kind of seems like they are." And the more we looked, they were waving their hands in the air and hollering something, and I realized they were calling for help, and I just took off running into the water. Only problem, I was wearing blue jeans. Have you ever tried to swim in blue jeans? Here I am trying to save my boys with the undercurrent in blue jeans. You know, when I finally got out there, I wasn't able to help them because I was drowning myself. See, that was that which was easily besetting me or pulling me aside or pulling me down. In the same way, whatever it is in your life that pulls you down, that pulls you away from running the race that God has set before you, you need to set it aside. It says, lay aside every weight. It means to put off everything that would hinder you. Now, while sitting at ease, I was not conscious at all of the weight of my blue jeans. And the same thing while sitting at ease and being unconscious of the weights of our lives. But as soon as we become involved in serving Christ, then those things really become weighty. We realize how much they do hinder us. It may be a habit. It may be an activity. It may be a love. It may be a focus. But whatever it is, it says, lay aside the weights. Those are the things that we voluntarily encumber ourselves with that we don't need to be doing. Have you ever wondered what weights are hindering you? They're different for different people. Do they choke the spirit of prayer in you? Do they blunt your spiritual appetite? Do they dull your conscience? Whatever it is, lay them aside. Then it says, lay aside the sins. See, the weights were things that just kind of encumbered you, held you back. But then it says, and the sin that does so easily beset us. See, those are things that we usually excuse simply as human weaknesses. Kind of like the sin of gossip. The sin of gossip may do more damage to the spiritual life of the church than the sin of adultery. Now just stop and think about that. You see, if we're going to be running the race that God has set before us, many times we just excuse those things as, well, that's just me. That's just being human. No, it's not. That's sin. That's sin. Now, if the verse says the sin that doth so easily beset you, then why don't we see every Christian dropping sins regularly? Well, many don't drop weights or sins because they've never entered the race, just sitting in the stands, criticizing those who may be in the race. But once you get in the race, then you realize how much of a hindrance they are. Lay aside the sin that doth so easily beset. Maybe it's the sin of unbelief. How will I overcome this trial? I don't have it in me. That's the sin of unbelief. What will happen to my reputation if I do? That's the sin of unbelief. God will take care of your reputation. Now, the question is, how are these things dropped? Well, by heeding Romans 6:11-12, says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. So you refuse to give up the position that God has given you in the race. And Romans 8:15 says, but that on good ground are they which are in honest and good heart, having heard the word, they keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. So I guess the question is, have you already been beaten out of your position? You stop sharing Christ? You stop telling people about how wonderful the Christian life is? You see, you stop growing when that happens. You know what? Your church stops growing. The effect of the ministry that you're involved in stops growing because Satan has beaten you out of your position in your church, in your community, and in your family. And so I would ask you to pause right where you are and ask yourself, what's it going to take to get back into the race? Recognize that he said we have to lay aside weights. Those things that are not necessarily sins. It might be fun activities, but they keep us from having the time to invest for lives, for eternity. It may be entertainment. That's not sin, but it's just busy work. It just takes so much of our time. And then he says, the sin that doth so easily beset us. Have you ever wondered why he didn't say what the sin was? I personally think it's because it's probably different for each one of us. It is the sin that so easily besets me, and the sin that so easily besets you. And so it's a different sin. But whatever it is, lay it aside. Give it up and simply say to your Heavenly Father, dear God, I'm going to lay aside those activities, those pleasures, those things that fill my schedule, my weights, and I'm going to lay aside the sin that so easily besets me because I want to win this race that you've set before me to find the fulfillment of the true Christian life. Till the next time, and we'll continue. In verse 2, God bless you.